From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has called on leaders of South Sudan to bring renewed violence in the East African country to an end. In a unanimous declaration, the 15-member council urged the country's leaders to prevent the spread of violence and commit themselves to full implementation of a peace agreement. President Salva Kiir joined his vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar in issuing a joint appeal for calm.
There is nothing to be done about it, but we have to continue finding a solution to it. And I will still, although everybody will be resting tomorrow, I will still call my colleagues tomorrow so that we sit and finish what we did not complete before.
The two leaders fought each other in a two-year civil war that erupted after Machar was fired in 2013. The latest fighting broke out Thursday and is believed to have left nearly 300 dead, including a Chinese UN peacekeeper. Dozens of protesters were arrested over the weekend in Minnesota and Louisiana in the wake of last week's fatal shootings of two black men by police. The protests turned violent with roadways blocked and officers pelted with debris. They followed an ambush of police Thursday in Dallas, Texas, by Micah Johnson, a black man in which five officers were killed, several wounded. John Bel Edwards is the governor of Louisiana.
The best way to honor the memory of Alton Sterling, the Dallas law enforcement officers, and Philando Castile is for peaceful demonstrations here in Louisiana.
St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman said the kind of shameless violence his city has experienced will not be tolerated. He said it doesn't honor anyone's memory. Dallas police chief said on U.S. television Sunday the slain gunman told police negotiators he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. President Obama, who cut short a visit to Spain, will visit Dallas Tuesday. This is VOA News. North Korea warned Monday it will take a physical response to the decision by the United States and South Korea to deploy a sophisticated anti-missile defense system as Pyongyang continues banned missile tests. The move also drew a swift and sharp protest from China. The so-called THAAD system expected to be operational next year. Mr. Obama Sunday met Spain's King Felipe and acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy as he praised America's relationship with Spain as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests.
Not only are we allies, but we are also two countries that share values and ideals of freedom, rule of law, the respect for the dignity of all people. And it is for that reason that we find ourselves working together not only in our bilateral relationship, but across a spectrum of global issues.
Mr. Obama traveled to Spain after attending a NATO summit in Warsaw. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Kenya, a last stop on his African trip that took him to Mozambique, South Africa, and Tanzania. He was officially welcomed by President Uhuru Kenyatta at Kasarani Stadium.
We are glad and excited that you accepted my invitation to visit Kenya, a very clear indication of the long-standing cultural, economic, and people-to-people ties that exist between Kenya and India.
The Indian leader's trip aimed at raising India's profile in energy, trade, and investment. Protesters and security personnel clashed Sunday for a second day in India's restive Kashmir region following the death of a rebel leader. The death toll has reached 18, with dozens wounded despite a curfew. Zambia's Electoral Commission has suspended campaigning in two areas of the country over escalating political violence. The commission said the ban takes effect for 10 days in the capital Lusaka and Namwala, at least until July 18. A British-based think tank said Sunday that Islamic State jihadists continue losing control of territory they captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the IS group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of this year, on top of the 14% it lost last year. The U.S. Defense Department says it transferred Yemeni terrorist suspect Fayez Ahmed Yahya Suleiman from the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to Italy. He had been in detention there since 2002. Authorities say his departure leaves 78 detainees at Guantanamo, a controversial facility President Obama pledged to close. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.